Senator Warren.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. And also, congratulations on the new post. I'm very much looking forward to working with you on energy issues and with our ranking member, Cantwell. You know, we've heard a lot about today about some of the problems with the legislative proposal to force the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. My question is simpler. I want to know why the pipeline is the very first number one item on the agenda in this new Congress. Is this about jobs? The number of jobs the pipeline will create is disputed, but most estimates put it at a few thousand or less. What if we focused on highways instead of pipelines? We urgently need to pass a permanent highway bill. The American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials says it would create 8 million jobs over the next 4 years if we could pass a highway bill. We could put people to work in good jobs and fix crumbling roads and bridges. So is the pipeline about lowering America's energy costs? Evidently not. Even its supporters admit that much of the oil in the pipeline would be exported for use outside the United States. So it's not about jobs. It's not about energy. Why is this bill so urgent? The answer is money, money and power. The pipeline might not do much for the American people, but it is worth a whole lot to the Canadian oil industry. According to an analysis by Politico, since 2009, TransCanada has spent almost $7 million in lobbying expenses related to Keystone. So much money industry-wide is being spent that Burdette Loomis, a political science professor at the University of Kansas, previously described the Keystone XL bill as, quote, a lobbyist support act. And now TransCanada wants what they paid for. Who does this new Republican Congress work for? Foreign oil companies or the American people? Today, their first priority is to advance a pipeline that means a whole lot to an army of well-paid lobbyists and a whole lot to a giant foreign oil company. But we know that this pipeline runs terrible environmental risks, and it just won't do much to help the American people. I didn't come here to do favors for TransCanada. Republican leaders may disagree, but I'll be voting no on this.